But no status, Capo. Thank you for being on the show. We'll have you back on again as we update throughout the playoffs. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, my man. Stay up.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city, I think I found the Migos. It's that new track, Straightening. New album's on the way. I promise you, we on Fridays. This the Morning Detour.
Hey, Castro, go crazy.
Yeah, so we gone. Stop, we good.
Stop,
chill, we on.
Chill.
Scale, let's go.
Let's go.
The Migos, let's go.
Migos.
Take, let's go. Set, let's roll.
Hey.
Straightening. Straightening, yeah. Don't not get straightened, but straightening.
Hey.
Don't not get straightened, but straightening. Don't not get straightened, but straightening.
Straight.
You don't get straight, you don't straighten it.
Nah.
In this game, sit back, be patient.
Gang.
Act like the game went vacant.
Huh?
Act like something been taken.
Took what?
Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. Been kicking, popping out daily.
Go.
On the island, it's a movie I'm making.
That's facts.
I'm counting De Niro's with Robert De Niro. He telling them that you're amazing.
Hey.
Put that stone. Get on. I bought two whips and I put my boot on. She put this wrist on.
Wrist.
She factory said it went rich and meal prone. Turn a pandemic into a pandemic. You know that's that we on.
Yes, sir.
Them gon' pull up and L at this. Let's together won't get with you homes. I don't do the fake kicking.
No.
There go a rocket, it's taking it. It's a problem with you, then we straightening it.
Straight.
Swap out the cap with a demon in it. Upgrade the band up with fiends in it.
Ooh.
I got some shooters you seen with me. We're running back, I just seen tenant. We going to get straight. Straightening. Don't not get straightened, but straightening.
Hey.
Don't not get straightened, but straightening. Don't not get straightened, but straightening.
Straight.
You don't get straightened.
No.
I'm the type to sit back and watch patient.
Watch.
Do a trick with the stick, it's amazing.
Stick.
In the bando, chopping out bacon. Low zone like I'm starting in the matrix.
Matrix.
I keep the cookie like my grandma made it.
Cookie.
I get the keys and the pounds and the babies.
Keys.
And the bridge came white like shady.
White.
Drive the Lambo through the avenue.
Skirt.
Pretty little pretty with an attitude.
Man.
Give a shout out to them white boys.
Boys.
All white rolls look radical.
Radical.
Keep you a fire, don't let them take
no.
it. If they get charged, you gotta get straightened.
Straight.
I cut you up, I give them a facelift. My niggas lurking and spending the day shift.
Look.
I got them rat when you see me.
Rack A's.
Spin back to back, it's a repeat.
Spin.
Championship, it's a three-piece.
Shoot out the window like Drizzy and Freaky.
Free. I keep it on me, believe me.
Yes, sir.
I be up high where the trees be.
High.
I go and put on so much of this ice.
They say don't touch me, you gon' freeze me.
Free. Straightening.
Straight.
Don't not get strained but straightening.
Hey.
Don't not get strained but straightening. Don't not get strained but straightening. You don't get you straight, you
straightening. Get my straightening. Automatic handgun like the Navy.
Automatic.
I keep a 100 round drum, ain't fading. Turn it to a mummy with a payment. Terminator with the money, it was grave.
Terminator.
Spin an op block, rock about baby. Made it hard stop, made it mama hate.
Make him hate.
We were trapping at the spot out the base. That's man and your devil, we spin on your block.
Spin.
I pop a perk and I'm gone berserk. And I woke up and bought me a job.
Like,
straight to the point, I get straight to the straight. And your buddy, he can't even crawl. We gutted them, nobody talk.
We gutted
new color, then start to fall.
New
trapping and hustling, beat down the wall.
Beat down
with the stepper, lost our rebel.
No.
Lucky for Mac in the back of the Tesla.
Home
with the gang, we can never be selfish. Watch how I dress, I'm the dripping professor.
Saw the kill tech, then I bought a compressor.
Kill
time to press them, eat them for breakfast. Taught them a lesson, I'm never confessing. Never my message, somebody stretch them.
Stretch.
Straightening.
Make sure to follow the show, The Morning Detour on Instagram, The Morning Detour on Facebook. Let's get it, baby. We bring the
vibe. Like I can dance.
Yeah, yeah.
She just texts me, come.
Yeah.
She and my text her back, oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I keep it clean. Diamonds in the shit like it's ice cream. Holding down the team. Shooting from the hip, ain't got no beam.
I make a straight girl out of that, make her go south pole for the side. She's at her friends for the night, told her mama line, that's fine. I was in the sea, she keep it classy, so I let her ride it. I was with Quincy, she said, dumb boys outside, so I'm hiding.
Call me some main men, they just wanna see us on the pavement. And she a straight 10, she gon' pull up on me at the same way. Rolling out, smoking Trudy, got she got me zoning out. Mix it with that shit that got me slowing down.
Calm down, I ain't no McGregor, I ain't tapping out, wilding out. Calling up the cannon, bring the cannon out. Signing up, tired of all the bullshit, I ain't signing up, patting up. I can't tell you twice, you better pop up something.
Lost, I spent one now, I feel like I can dance. She just texts me, come.
Yeah.
She and my text her back, oh, that's what's up.
Ooh, I keep it clean. Diamonds in
on it like it's ice cream. Holding down the team. Shooting from that hip, ain't got no beans.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
Feeling off? Need to stimulate your imagination? From May 28th to June 6th, join the 15th edition of the Off TA, a key festival for young creation in live art. By phone or online, dozens of shows, micro-performances, and live broadcast activities are offered to you from all over the city. Come celebrate and support bold artists who create in these uncertain times. Get your accessible or supporter passes now to access the entire program. To learn more about this edition, visit offta.com.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's the Morning Detour with your host, Wheezy Moonchaser, and myself, Lorena, and it's time to get into some community and entertainment news. So this week, I did want to mention again, Audace au Féminin is happening this month, which is the Salon International de la Femme Noire. Mm-hmm. This is the fourth edition, Phenomenal Woman is what it's titled, and it will be free on Facebook Live on May 29th, 30th, and 31st. If you are interested and want to know what speakers they're going to have this year, definitely check out their website, which is www.sifn-montreal.com. And, of course, we were talking about the great weather that we're having in Montreal.
Yeah.
So, one of the great things that you could do this summer, of course, is get ice cream. So, you're familiar with Riverside, the bar and terrace.
Yeah, I love Riverside. It's beautiful. I hosted an event there. It was great.
So, they're actually reopening their ice cream truck. And they're also going to be introducing a brand new cafe food truck, which is going to be right beside. And that's also near the famous Lachine Canal.
Hey, Lachine Canal is a hot spot right now.
It is.
Everybody's a cyclist. I didn't know we have so many avid cyclists in Montreal.
No, definitely. So you could, if you want to go to the Lachine Canal and you want to stop off and get some ice cream, that is a spot that you could go to. Also, you were talking about the beach. So tomorrow, actually, Oka Beach is reopening. So if you do want to feel the sand, if you do want to get into some water, I mean, that water is not the same. You do want to get into some
You're
water.
Putting it nicely, Lorena. That water looks horrendous.
Yeah, I don't.
It's kind of browning, right?
It's a lot. But you can definitely go ahead and reserve your spot to get there because they can only allow a certain amount of people in or on the beach at a time. So it's by appointment. You can purchase your tickets at, I think it's pronounced sepac.com, sepaq.com. But if you do want to experience that beach life that is opening this weekend, of course, Black Montreal Experiences, I'm going to mention this probably every week because it's something that everyone should do at least once. So it's $35 to be on the tour. It's a historical walk shedding light on the Black history within Montreal. You could go to blackmontrealexperiences.com and also Black Montreal Experiences on social media. You can definitely follow their social media pages to see pictures and video of the tour to get a feel of what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out. Another thing that I found that was pretty cool is this company called BIPOC TV and Film. They're having a meet and greet, which is in partnership with Bell Media. And this is happening on May 26th and 28th. Where you can meet with some of the executives and decision makers at Bell. So the registration opened on May 20th. There's only 10 spots available per meeting, and it's basically to bridge the gap between Black, Indigenous, and POC with leaders in the media industry. So if you want to work in media, you want to pitch some things, you want to grow your connections, definitely check it out. You have to go to BIPOC Film on Instagram. The link is in their bio, and you can fill out the form. And try to, you know, rub elbows with some executives from Bell.
Hey.
Another thing that is happening that I guess Quebec is looking for, we've been talking about getting into politics. Mm-hmm. So the Union of Quebec Municipalities, UMQ, is offering the opportunity for young people that are 17, I guess old, I think it's 17, 35, I don't know, to experience mentors to convince more young people to enter politics. because they say that young people between the ages of 18 and 35 represent only 8.3% of elected municipal officials in Quebec.
Yeah.
So that is a really low percentage. So this is a first. It's the first program in Quebec where young people will be able to ask questions to different mentors. So if you want to have that opportunity to speak to different mentors within the political realm, you can send an email to mentors@umq.qc.ca. And they said that they surveyed a bunch of young people. I don't know who these young people are that are surveyed.
I didn't get a survey. Well, are we still young? That's what I was asking at the top of the show. You know, once we get to 35, are we still considered young? We're kind of middle of the road here, right?
It's 18 to 35, so we're still in that bracket. I don't know anybody who surveyed something.
I think it was probably included in that census that everybody keeps getting in their mail, right?
I don't think so.
Maybe it was tied into the census.
Who knows? Not really sure. But again, Lachine Canal, it seems to be the hot spot. Like you said, you could do the pedal boats. There's the pedal boats that are shaped as a swan. There's Bixie bikes. You could also go and get your vaccine on a bike now as well. So if you don't have a car, that's another option.
Yo, you kill me. I don't know where you come up with this. I could roll up on my two-wheeler and get my vaccine shot on my Bixie bike.
Yeah, they have the walk-in, like the clinics. You could walk, you could bike there, and then you could get your shot. Now, be careful because, you know, some people are having different reactions to these shots. So please make sure
you might not make your bike with that Bixie bike, and now you're being charged for the bike now.
you see how they get you.
Ville de Montréal, boy, talk about taking your money.
So I want to move on to some entertainment news. So I'm going to start with some sad news, unfortunately. So legendary comedian Paul Mooney has passed away. This was announced on Wednesday. He passed away at 79 years old from a heart attack. So if you're unfamiliar with Paul Mooney, he is known as a writer for another comedian legend, Richard Pryor. He's also known for playing the role of Junebug in the movie Bamboozled. And, of course, more recently for his appearances as himself in The Chappelle Show.
But was it Blackamus? when he does, like, his fortune teller, but, like, social stuff?
Wasn't it, like, something Nostradamus?
Yeah. Negrodamus or something. Yeah, Negrodamus. Paul Mooney, man, listen. I know people, you know, felt different ways about him because, you know, he had a lot of controversial takes. But he wasn't wrong, and I think sometimes people have a hard time when you put up a mirror in front of them, especially a mirror in front of society. They have a hard time digesting, and I think Paul Mooney always stayed true to who he was, and I love people like that. So he's really going to be missed, man. A true legend. Man, definitely. Paul Mooney was good, man. He's funny as shit, too.
He is hilarious, and he also reminds me of Dave Chappelle. They could take a really serious issue and make you think about it, but also laugh and entertain you. So definitely we send our condolences to Paul Mooney's friends and family. Mm-hmm. Kenya Barris, he is the creator of basically the Ish universe. So he is the creator of the award-winning show Black-ish, which is actually entering its final season. It made it to 8 seasons.
Oh, good looks on that.
Exactly. No, that is super dope. Unfortunately, one of the spinoffs from Black-ish, Mixed-ish, has been canceled after their second season. So that was some sad news. But then also their other spinoff, Grown-ish, which is starring Yara Shahidi, it starts back for its 4th season in June. That is still going. But the reason why he made it into the news this week is because there is a possible new show in the Ish universe called Brown-ish, which is a sitcom following a modern Latinx family, possibly starring Eva Longoria, but she is a part of the process of creating this show. So everybody was in an uproar because they felt like, one, the word or the title Brown-ish needs to go away. They felt that it is not fully describing the Latinx community. So they were over it. They were also over Eva Longoria because they are tired of having Latinx people shown as just fair-skinned women or men. Right. There's a lot more. They're saying that with the Latinx community, there's Asians, there's Black people, there's Caucasians, there's Native Americans. So it should be, well-rounded. Shouldn't just be that one look. Also, Eva Longoria was in the news, I think it was last year or the year before, because she had said some words against Black women that weren't too kind. So she did have to apologize for that. But it seems like everybody is not over that just yet. Not everyone.
No, not in our culture. We ain't forgetting nothing. We putting up all the old tweets. You can't say nothing. But when we had the conversation about a year and a half ago about when Fadjo said that Hispanics, he considered them as blacks. And then Hispanics say, well, if you lump us with black people, you're marginalizing our experience. Then what is the Latinx community, where do they want to land? Like, in this conversation, like, because if we're talking about technically, there are some brown Latin people. So brown-ish isn't far off. It's not like they were purple and he was calling it brown-ish. There are brown people that are Latin. But I do agree with you that, yeah, we need, you know, stop making Eva Longoria just the face of Latinx. There's other people as well, right, that we can use. Yeah, man, put some, you know, I'm sure there's some young actors out there in the Latinx community that we could put on. And let's get some new fresh faces. And that's why, I have a few rebuttals with Hollywood. The fact that they don't have this thing where they want to bring in fresh faces.
Yep.
They got to be more like Walmart. Walmart has a big turnover. Walmart, you there for 1 month, they don't have somebody new tomorrow. Like, it's over.
No, but that's what makes it really hard, is because there is a limited amount of roles. So there are a group of women that are fighting for these roles. So you go to these auditions, and a lot of actresses, women of color, will say that they see the same exact people at all the auditions all the time.
Right.
So that's what makes it very like catty and competitive, and basically unhealthy, is that you're competing against these women all the time. And then also too, it's mainly the light-skinned women that are getting these roles. That are playing like the head of households, yeah, or, you know, the main characters and stuff like that. So it's making it very hard. So I know Kenya has been in the news for the typecasting. So hopefully he hears this and makes some adjustments. Now, this it's not set in stone. Like, they didn't sign any contracts or nothing. This has just been put into the air that this might be happening. I think it will be good, because the Latinx community, we don't have a lot of sitcoms.
Yeah.
Knowing their lifestyle or different, you know, families.
Yeah, they got rid of the George Lopez show. I thought that was a good show.
That was a really good show, but I feel like we need more. There can't just be that one show. Yeah. I feel like they have, obviously, like everybody else, different experiences. So I hope it does come together. I am really excited, too, if they do Old-ish with the grandparents from Black-ish, which is played by Lawrence Fishburne and Jennifer Lewis. I think that would be hilarious, so... Hopefully those things
all come the in. Issues.
Yes. And then, of course, next up, the Joe Budden podcast.
Joe Gate, the tobacco. Tobacco.
This story is long. It's complicated. It's unclear. So this week.
Give us the broad strokes, Lolo. Give me the broad strokes.
I'll give you what I can. Okay. So. It was announced that Rory was fired from the Joe Budden podcast. There was an audio clip that was released onto social media because the show was taken down. Maul, I guess, just wasn't having it. Joe kind of talked him crazy. So a part of what he said was, Rory feels like he has so many options here. Somehow he still feels like he's running the show, and he still feels like he has choices and options. He feels like he's entitled to more, Budden said. Rory, you are in breach of your contract, and from this point forward, you are fired and you are not welcome back.
Damn. Boy.
Then you have to also take it back, because the two co-hosts, Rory and Mal, did go on a hiatus for 6 weeks before this firing happened. And even when that happened, it was unclear why they left. Because the first show that happened after they left, Joe kind of was saying like, oh, they need time. They're going through something. They need time.
Both of them at the same time?
But then Parks started to talk about business between him and Joe, which is kind of telling, right? So he said the reason why he's able to do projects with Joe is that they don't talk about business with each other. They let their team handle the business so that they can keep the friendship. But then Joe was like, well, let's not say this is the situation that's happening here. Well, then they try to clean it up. So
friends in business is one of the toughest things. It's like when you're in business with your friends, especially on that level, because that show, what made that show, yes, is the Joe Budden podcast. Joe is the centerpiece. But you're only as good as the people that you work with. What makes the Joe Budden podcast so amazing is the input of Rory and Maul. And that fused with Joe Budden's energy and his style and his commentary, that makes it what it is. Now, I saw a video with Maul talking about, and he's basically saying, like, the sense that I got was that Joe was getting a big head. Joe was starting to feel himself a little bit. The show was fire as one of the top-rated podcasts in the world in urban culture, and he's feeling himself. And that's, and it you know, until you've been there, I see a lot of people say, well, you know, when I ascend to the heights I want to get, I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be cool. But until you've experienced coming from nothing and building something and becoming famous and having that entity become bigger than what you've ever imagined, you don't know how you're going to act yet. You don't know yet. You don't know, right? I mean, like, you don't know yet.
You don't know how you're going to act, but then also too, you kind of can see it by someone's personality, because I feel like when you do reach a certain status and you get that money, it kind of just inflames who you are already. It doesn't really change a person. So we already knew Joe's a little off. Like,
no, listen, I'll say to me, Joe is passionate. Everybody else, does he have a few issues? Does he have some things that he's working on and God is still working on it with him? Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. But he's passionate. Is he a good broadcaster? Is he a good podcaster? Yes, he is. May need to work on some people issues. But working with people is hard. Especially when you have friendship and business mixed together. And you guys are doing a public show. It's tough.
It's tough. But I also think the communication, which is a big deal in all different types of forms of relationship. Yeah. I don't think the communication was great. And I don't think things were talked about in the beginning, because I don't think they obviously expected it to be as big as it was.
Yeah.
Because it is also said during Joe's rant that, you know, they didn't bring anything to the table when it came to deals.
Yeah.
So that's what he was saying. But then when Rory and Mal did their little,
their two-piece.
Yeah, their two-piece.
Their chicken two-piece.
You know, Rory claims that, yeah, he was there from the beginning. He might have not have been on the mic, but he did set up the SoundCloud page. He got somebody to do the early artwork. And then he was asked to come in on episode 20 to speak.
Talk, yeah.
He was working out with Joe and Marissa at that point. He wanted to change up the topics and stuff like that. And then Ma was brought in a little after. But then Rory also did claim that, like, he was approached by Elliot Wilson from Roc Nation, who wanted to talk to Rory about the podcast. So Rory took the information.
I passed it out
to Joe. Joe got super mad and was just like, why are you talking about the podcast with other people? So it just seems
Joe just seems to be very territorial. And like, he got very thick. And even though Joe was like that main anchor for a lot of the deals, why do you think they're coming to you? Because you do a podcast with Rory and Maul. So like, even though you're the one that's initiating or making these deals happen, you wouldn't have a deal if it wasn't for Rory and Maul doing the show with you. It's a group effort. But every member has different things that they bring to the table. And I think that's one of the takeaways people need to take away from this. You must not marginalize your partner's involvement, because everybody brings something different to the table. Everyone's not going to bring the same thing that you're bringing. And I think Joe has to look at a broader scheme of things. Like, everyone's like, it's so sad to see when things get down to, well, I did this and you did that and, well, you didn't do that. Like, can we just do dope shows, man? And, you know, let the chips fall where they fall. But unfortunately, with Joe, it's never that easy.
If there's money involved, It's not going to be as simple as that, because, of course, people want to make sure they're getting paid correctly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not to be offensive to the other person. It's just like me and you, if we come into some type of deal, yeah, like, I expect both of us to have contracts. I expect both of us to have lawyers to make sure everything is right, you know? And so I feel like it was just a bit contradictory if Rory can't have those conversations with people, but then you want to tell them, oh, you're not bringing anything to the table, so that it's none of your business.
It's self-defeating. Like he's being contradictory, which Joe has been known to be, but all humans are contradictory by nature. Your boy Nas said that, right?
Exactly. But I'm excited to see what happens with Rory and Mal on their own, if they are going to do their own podcast and going to come out of their brands separately or maybe together. But that is not all for Joe.
Stop the madness, Larina. How much hurt could you put on me?
It was a busy week for Joe Budden. So he has the Joe Budden podcast network.
Yeah.
He has various shows on there. One of the shows is called See the Thing Is. So it's a podcast that's hosted by Bridget Kelly and Mandy B. And they once had a third host, Olivia Dope, who is an American DJ. So she recently came out with a video on her Instagram page detailing sexual harassment that she went through with Joe Budden during one of the filming or recordings of See the Thing Is podcast. Mm-hmm. And she detailed her experience, which was really tough for her to do. She had basically the timestamps to prove what she was saying, even though some of the stuff that she was saying was taken out of the podcast. So that happened. Joe did issue an apology. There was one that was more like, I guess maybe a PR team did, and then he did one himself, vocally apologizing for what had happened to Olivia. And then another thing that happened is that on the See the Thing Is podcast, Bridget Kelly spoke about it because I guess it was her that brought Olivia in. So she kind of, I don't know, she was crying and, you know, saying all these things. And then Mandy B was kind of like, well, that was your friend. I don't know her. Shifting the blame. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
So are they siding with Joe or are they siding with the girl?
I don't know. I honestly didn't listen to the full podcast. I just seen a clip, so I don't want to judge it too much on the clip.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Larina's like, this building is burning. This Joe building is burning. There's too much stuff going on. Joe needs to hit pause. Let's reset. Let's clear up all these situations. I'd love to see him clear up the situation with Rory and Maul. And then this situation, you know, Joe has an extensive history back and forth with women and allegations and things of the sort. Yep. So this does not bode well for him at all.
Yeah, so no, he definitely needs to be held accountable because every public serious relationship that he's been in has ended in some type of form of domestic violence. So I honestly think he needs to be held accountable. I hope he gets help for that.
We got to play some J. Cole. We got to play some J. Cole, Larina. We got to play some J. Cole right now. Oh, boy.
It's a lot. But yeah, so I just wanted to go over that. That is basically what I got for your entertainment news and community.
Montreal, my city, keep it locked. We still have a great interview with singer, actress, and producer Aza. She won a Juno. She's amazing. She went to Dawson Theatrical School. I feel surprised to see a Montreal-raised and born person ascend to Hollywood Heights, and she has her songs featured on shows on CBC. Great interview. Keep it locked. It's The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. J. Cole is just different. Pride and love can't mix. You know how he do things, but don't let me tell you how he handle your stuff. J. Cole carried me through.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, knowing me. Still remember vividly the nigga that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride making naked act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut off all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up inhaling poverty. Pride making naked feel a way that you won't follow me. Make it flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the bitch to court to see a prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. Yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything
will I be destroyed? Yeah. Too much money to count. What's the amount? 10 of a bounce. I got a pen to add it up and pay somebody to make sure whatever amount he say can bag it up. Got racks on racks, I'm racking up, stacking up. You reaching or acting up.
Break it down, weigh it up, not back it up. Make a five of money, that's regular. Playing with us, that's negative. Go back to start, that's never. I'ma boss my closet leather. Ain't no off days on my schedule. Long as I live, we live forever. Told my twin get better, you can just slip, let me ahead them. Got my feet up, I been sending bands and ass on the jet. I don't need them, that in the past, I'm feeling like what's next. Got my speed up, foot all on the gas, just not a CA vet. I can beat them, I believe in me, just tell me what's the bet. All my pride gone, had to lose it all, then I got rich. I own five homes, glad some of this starting to make sense. I'm staying hella focused, and I can't forget the bigger picture. I can't even hold you, I didn't have shit. I won't forget it. Will I be destroyed? Come to me with everything, it's starting to get annoying. I'm addicted, and it's crazy, I know it. All this money coming in, it drive me crazy, not to show it. I'll be crazy if I blow it.
Pride is the devil, and I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil, and it left so many RIP. Pride is the devil, I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a river. Blessing up a flow like.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Wheezy Moon Chaser. Now you know what time it is already. Another superstar interview. Let me tell you something. She's an artist. She's a singer. She's won all kinds of awards. She's a producer. She's an actress. And you know what, people? She's actually from Montreal, too. Oh, boy. I'm talking about culture. I'm talking about black excellence this Friday. I'd like to welcome to the show superstar. She's the ultimate triple threat, Miss Aza. How you doing, queen?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Listen, I'm doing great. You have the magical smile. I see you with the beautiful necklace, all the earth numbers. Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you.
First and foremost, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all the work that you've been doing. I know it's been a lot, from singing to acting to producing. There's a much you can do at this point.
We have to do it all. I mean, that's what we're here for, right?
Before we get into it, in this moment, I know you had a big year in 2019. I know 2020 was big for you as well. A lot of changes, a lot of things moving around for you. In this moment, when you were going to Dawson College and you were studying theater and all of that, can you think back to that, Aza? Can you think back to that moment? How do you feel in this moment with the level of accomplishments that you have and pursuing the love and the craft that you're doing right now?
Honestly, I'm proud of myself and I'm really grateful and excited that I get to really pursue my passions. You know, I've always known, because when I was younger, growing up in Montreal, I did a lot of random odd jobs and I was working with my dad. He was working three jobs and we did... one of them was passing flyers in LaSalle on weekends. So, like, early on, I was like, I need to do what I love because this is not it. You know? So it gave me the inspiration and the drive to really go for it. And I've been really fortunate. My teachers at Saint-Luc, l'école secondaire Saint-Luc, they were super encouraging, and it was a great music program, and that's where I fell in love with the stage because we did a lot of musicals there, and it was just the start of this beautiful relationship with me in the performing arts. So today I'm just happy, I'm excited, and I'm ready to grind more just to see how far it goes. Okay.
Oh boy, the hustle is in you from early. So much yeah. things going on. There's film, there's movies, there's music. Let me start off here with the music. When you were starting off with the theater, was it more music for you or was it more acting? What was the first love for you coming into?
My first love has always, hands down, been music. I actually, when I was introduced to theater, because I had done a lot of musical theater in high school, when I went to study theater, I legit thought that theater was musical theater. Like when we started learning plays without music in them, I was like, what's going on? I've been bamboozled, you know? But that too, it was awesome because, you know how it is. When you start doing something, right. you start missing the other, yeah. you know? So I feel like studying theater kind of fueled my desire to make music more seriously because it was like, I was so immersed in the acting world and I didn't know how to, like the outlet, the musical outlet was necessary for me. It made me realize just how much I love music. So, and since then, it's just been the dance between both, you know?
I was listening to your music before I did the interview. I was like, oh boy, I felt the soul. I was like, it's Franco Foley at its best. I was like, oh my. I was like, we got this talent coming out of the city. Listen, I need to know more. Now, the critics are saying that you're the modern-day version of what Canadian pop should be. You know, you're a beautiful mix of R&B and Afro rhythms. How do you kind of produce both those vibes together? Because within their own R&B and Afro, you know, everybody has enough juice. Everybody has enough content. So when you sit down, and I might be apprehensive, but looking at you and looking at your resume, I'm like, okay, this girl's a real creator. You're a real imaginative person. You like to get in the studio and see, okay, I'm good at this, but maybe I could dance outside, you know, the lines here a little bit. How did you kind of understand how to blend R&B and the Afro rhythms together to create a sound that's for you personally?
I think growing up in Montreal, you know, it's just such a potluck of different cultures. Right. I grew up listening to music of every genre, and it was actually hard for me at first. When people would ask me, you know, what's your style? What's your genre? I was like, I do a bit of everything. I love music. Like now I'm good. Now I'm able to I've honed in on my sound a little more. But I would say it's just the pure love for music that makes it easier for me to kind of blend it all together. And thankfully, the producers that I work with C The Reason, who's also from Montreal, dope producer. And he and I sat down, like, he produced Adieu with me. And so this was the start of something.
What a beautiful
You're
song.
You're not even... Thank you.
How did you create Adieu? Adieu. They want to change all these language laws in our city. Adieu should be our Quebec slogan. When you come to Quebec, in the airport, parallel Trudeau Airport, it should play Adieu. It's so sultry. You're so smooth on it. You have me connecting. You have me want to listen to more French music.
That's amazing. You see, that's what I love to hear. I feel like it's been a natural journey, a natural growth, and it's important not to box yourself in too early when you're creating your stuff because then it's no fun, you know? So I feel like now I'm finally hitting my stride and you need to like just, y'all need to get ready for what's coming because if you let
that be,
just like... It's like when it's, yeah, I'm working on some cool stuff right now.
This is the morning detour, though. This is your Black Morning Show. You have to give us a little secret. Give us a little insight. What's coming up next? Well, okay, before I get to that, let the people know I've been speaking with musical genius, producer, actress, Miss Aza on the show here. In 2019, she had a fabulous year. She won all the awards. She's the winner of the Alan Slate Juno Masterclass. They don't call you Masterclass when you're just a beginner. This is a high level of excellence. And on top of that, you got Francophone Artist of the Year at the Third Galaxy Dynasty. And that's like our Black Oscars. So, you know, to be credited by your own peers. How did that feel? 2019 was a big year. Was that a affirming year for you in terms of you being a creator, a singer? Did that mean
Most
a lot to you?
Definitely. It meant the world to me because, you know, as a Black artist who makes music in English and French, I feel like in Quebec, there was some confusion. They have their star system and we don't tend to typically fit into that, you know? And so to be recognized by my people, it was honestly such an honor and so encouraging. And the after party was lit, yo. Like, I don't care. It's the best. I've been to the SoCan Gala. I've been to different galas. And the Gala Dynasty is like... we know how to throw a party. We know how to celebrate.
Yeah, it's the Black Oscars. I've been invited to it as media. It's like the Black Oscars. Like, okay, good. Yeah. Listen, you have me so proud as a Montreal to know that we have this level of talent musically coming out of the city. So now, let's get back to the juice here. Give me some insights about the music, because a lot of people come out with some hot singles. You had a good run. You had Sizzling. That was great. You had Adure. I love Adure. Listen, whoever's doing your picture, shout out to them too. The imagery is so important. The imagery
Thank
is so
you.
I'd like to note, you're one of the few Black female creators that's really important for you. And we'll talk about it too when we talk about the movies and film and the series. Mm-hmm. You really make it emphasis to promote the hairdo and make sure like this cultural significance in your representation on screen. And I love that about it, because some people just be, okay, well, whatever the producer wants to do, we'll just do that. But like, you're like, no, I want to represent this part of my heritage, this part of my culture. I want to thank you for you know, keeping it Black.
Oh my God, it's my pleasure. And it's like, how could I not? You right. know, I feel like, once again, we're often taught to hate our hair or to think that there's something inappropriate about it, when really our hair is so versatile and so beautiful and so much fun. And I learned early that, you know, first of all, on sets, most stylists don't know what to do with their hair. So you end up being the one kind of deciding what's going to happen. And so I decided to just start having more fun with it, not just like slap on a wig, but what can my hair do, you know? And I'm happy that people are feeling represented and inspired to just rock their hair. And I mean, this is not too, I love a wig. Like, I'm not discrediting.
No, the wig is good, but for those of you that will see the video, you know, you got the single things going on. It looks great.
Yeah, thank you.
You got that good skin. That's that good Burundian skin right there. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's that African excellence, right?
I appreciate that. Oh, boy.
But I need some secrets here. You're coming
what do you
off,
mean?
You're coming off some great energy with the music. I need some insights. Well, you know, can we get a little teaser? Can you get a little insight of what's to come?
You know,
a full EP?
Actually, an album. Mm. I'm working on like a nice collection of tunes. You know, big tunes. I'm collaborating with people in the UK, in Australia, in the US, here in Canada. So it's gonna be. For me, it's been the nicest, biggest venture I've done musically. And I thought that I was hitting my stride before, but this is a whole new level of, I don't know. It just, I really feel like I found my sound, you know? Oh. And I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. And it's blackity black on black, you know what I mean?
Like, Is it going to bounce? Can I move my shoulders to it? Because I know, you know what I mean?
You better move your booty to that. Like, you cannot, yes, you're going to listen to the music. You can't stay still. And it's just a good vibe and very empowering. You know, I've been a lot more intentional about my lyrics.
Cool.
I've always been, but now it's like, I am aware that music is, in a way, you're casting spells. Mm-hmm. You know, the songs that you listen to over and over again, they literally have an impact on your life. So I'm writing songs that are inspiring, uplifting, and empowering, and that can be serve as a soundtrack to you moving towards your greatest life, you know, the greatest version of yourself.
Do you ever feel a little bit apprehensive? You know, some artists like to speak out on social issues on their songs. Some don't because they're fearing the backlash. I like to think that artists, when they're truly authentic, they're going to speak about their environment. So I want to know, you being the ultimate creator that you are you scared to speak out? Because we are Black. We are living in some very heightened racial times. And we're dealing with COVID and all these things adding on to it. Do you feel an emphasis in your creations to speak out about certain social matters?
I do, but it's always... I wouldn't say I'm like an activist, but what I write about is very personal, and that has to do with it as a Black woman moving in the world, you know? So for sure, there's a lot of that, but it's just a human experience. I speak of love, I speak of overcoming, I speak of discrimination, but you know, it always has a bounce to it, you know what I mean? It's still gotta be catchy.
I want to move my shoulders and my butt when I break it down. Bop, bop, bop. Okay, so the music is not enough. You said, you know what? I don't just want to be an accomplished singer, artist, creator. You said, you know what? I got a pretty face. I got a right personality. Let me do a little acting. Let me get on the big screen a little bit. So I don't know what came first. I know you had an IG live show called DNA Unscripted. You got to let us know what that's about. And you did it with your friend Diane. It got picked up by CBC. So let's open up there. Was that the beginning before the Netflix and having your songs featured on shows, or this came
in between? No, actually, this was the big surprise for 2020. And it's, I mean, it's my bestie, but it's also my sister, my blood sister, my sister Diane, who goes by Kamana now, actually. She's an established theater director, and we were living together in Toronto last year. And right when the pandemic hit, I had just come off. I was about to perform at the Junos. Mm. 3 days before we were supposed to fly to Saskatoon, everything was canceled. Yeah. And so all of a sudden, like everybody else, we were home. Like, what are we going to do? You know? And my sister and I decided to go twice a week, go live online, talk about different topics. People really connected with the show. And from there, a few weeks later, CBC released their Creative Relief Fund. And it's basically to invest in new Canadian content.
Right.
And we had no expectations. At this point, you know, like the slate had been wiped clean. Like 2020 was insane.
Yeah, it was
right?
a wash. It was a wash. We go back.
It was a wash. Like it was crazy. And so we took a chance. We applied with our project and we ended up making it, being one of the projects selected out of 9,000 applicants across Canada. There were 10 of us.
Look at your black excellence shining through. Look at your black excellence shining. You know what? You know, I ain't going to lie to you. It was your smile. I'm going to call CBC. I be talking to them too. It was your smile. Who doesn't want to see that smile on TV? That make me feel warm. I want to see it in the morning, at night. It's beautiful things. Are you shook? Sweet. Are you shook when you see your songs featured on shows? Your song's featured on the Netflix show Tuca and Birdie. You also go to Kim's Convenience, which is like a Canadian staple show now. Kim's a beautiful comedy, Canadian comedy, very funny. Are you shook when you hear your song playing in the back?
Always. It's always a trip. It's always like, what? You know, but at the same time, like there's so much that goes behind licensing your music. You know, you sign the contract, you know which episode you're in. So there's like that more cerebral, practical thing. But there's nothing like watching a show and hearing your song playing on it. It's like, woo, it's amazing.
Okay, let's talk about the acting a little bit. You were on the series On the Basis of Sex. What was that like?
That was good. Yeah, it's a full-length movie, actually, On the Basis of Sex. And that was really fun because, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is such a staple in American history. And to play an activist on the show, also, like, just, like, rocking the 70s fro. And
it looked good, though. It looked good. I'm like, did Asia go back in time? Like, what's going on here, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. People that I know have watched it, have loved it. So, doing good, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it, but I didn't know you were you before I saw you. So, I was like, okay, this is going on. talk to me about season 4 of CBC's Working Moms. You play Maya Bronte. So as an actress, when you're looking at a role, do you submerge yourself? Do you consider yourself a method actor? Do you dive into the character? Like, okay, what would Maya do? Do you create a whole persona for that character?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I guess it depends. My background in theater has really taught me to ask all the questions for a character analysis. So yeah, how would this person feel in this moment? How do they feel when they're embarrassed? How do they react when they're defensive? You know, all those things help to create a character that's the real, that people are going to connect to. And so when it comes to Maya, there was something very natural about the script and the way she's written that I actually didn't have to do too much digging to connect with the role, you know? And I'm actually in season 5 as well.
Look at you, series after series.
Honestly,
I love seeing your work because you make it, I've seen, like, you know, I've watched you on screen before us doing an interview. So I was going to meet you. I'm like, okay, this is believable. Cause the thing with acting is that you're supposed to make me as the viewer forget that I'm watching a movie or a series. I feel like I'm just watching life unveil. And I get that sense when I watch you ask them, okay, Dawson did a good job. So shout out to Dawson College Theater Program. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Do you remember your first time on set?
Oh my God. I don't.
See, people, when you do so much projects, you can't remember all the stuff.
I don't, but I remember the feeling. I remember, and that feeling doesn't ever really go away, which is some, you know, if it were to go away, I think that's the day that I should quit. You know, there's always a level of excitement when you get on a new set, and it's kind of like, you know, first day of school, you're figuring out who your people are going to be, you're figuring out, like, your space, and it's just, and how it works, because it's such a, it's a tiny, it's an ecosystem, and there's so many people involved in projects. So every time I join a new project, it's like, it's exciting, you know, because I'm also, I'm becoming a lot more picky about the projects that I'm working
now.
On.
Watch you now. Well, listen, you, when you got like 3-4 shows, you have a beautiful musical career going on. A lot of things is moving. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about, listen, this is a great achievement right here. I was just watching the show the other day. I haven't got to the episode with you yet, but you're on Netflix's original. I think it was top 3 in Canada last week.
Number one.
Oh, it's number one now. Sorry, Queen.
In the world.
Netflix original superhero show. Mm-hmm. It's a series called Jupiter Legacy. Mm-hmm. You play Sierra, also known as Ectoplex.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're shooting stuff. You're flying. You know what I mean? The kid in me wants to ask you, because I don't know if it's the same way for girls. Like, I don't know if you guys grew up watching superhero shows like us, but, like, that's every guy's dream that grew up with, you know, Saturday morning cartoons and whatnot.
Yeah.
You're like, I would love to play a superhero. How did that whole situation come about for you, and how have you been liking it so far?
I am so excited and happy that the show is finally out. I had never been part of a superhero franchise like this one, and a project of this magnitude. I had never flown in a harness before. There was a lot of training that went into becoming a superhero. You have to get scanned in a 3D 360 camera. I was flown to LA multiple times to make sure my super suit was like on point.
What's it feel like, the suit? Is it like cheap plastic or is it good stuff?
No way. It's not cheap plastic at all. And you need 2 people to get you in it.
What?
So, yeah. It was like, there are so many layers, so many elements that come together. And what I like about Sierra is that she doesn't back down from a fight.
Oh,
you know,
true.
She doesn't back down from the things that she stands up for what she believes in. And I think that people really connected with my character. I'm not a huge part of the show, but
you're reoccurring. When they team up, they gotta call Ectoplex at some point. That's all I know. Oh man, I'm so proud for you, man. From music to film to producing, man, you're a triple threat. Man, you're a true treasure. If you can impart any advice on a young actress or a young actor or somebody who's trying to come up in music, a lot of people try to come up in music from Montreal, and we have been seen breaking through lately with the Nate Hussers, with the Naya Ali, with yourself and many others, with the Shah Frank. A lot more of us is breaking through that ceiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
What advice can you impart for those out there that somewhat sometimes feel discouraged, you know, by the closed doors, by the no's, by the rejections? What would you impart on them?
There's a few things. I would say surround yourself with people who are on the same path as you, ideally a little further ahead, because it's always like a nice kick in the butt. It's inspiring to talk to other artists who understand the journey. I would also say you don't have to rush the creative process. Trust it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if something feels off, it's probably because it is. So just like make sure that before you sign any contract, look it up, hire a lawyer. There's nothing, it may feel daunting at first, but it's actually the best thing you could do for yourself, because you don't want to find yourself in a situation that you can't get out of when you could have easily just made sure by having a professional look over it, you know? And have fun. There's a reason why we're doing this, you know? Like,
people don't say that enough. Aza, you're a real one, though. You're a real one. People don't say that. Everybody's so locked in on the work, and the work is important, but the whole point of this is to have fun, you know what I mean? God gave us these, you know, God gave us these gifts. Let's have fun with this, you know what I mean? You work so hard to get here, and you can't even enjoy the moment?
Exactly. It's like, damn.
Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with artist, actress, producer, Aza. She's winning Juno. She's doing everything possible. You the masterclass, mommy. Please come back to the show. You could catch her on Netflix's original superhero series called Jupiter's Legacy. She's a reoccurring character, so don't worry. You'll see her multiple times throughout the series. And as you said, you guys are right now filming season 5 of Working Moms, CBC's Working Moms.
Oh, it's already out. So, you know, we're about to start working on season 6.
Oh, look at you now. You're doing your thing. Thank you for being on the show. Keep doing the great work. And please come back whenever you have some new developments.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. I want to thank y'all. The last 2 hours have been amazing. I want everybody to have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Now I'm going to feature the track from Aza, Show Up. It's the Morning Detour. We on Friday.
Shake off your misery. Forget what you've been told. Don't be mistaken. It's time to show up and be bold. So channel what you've been through. Tell a story that matters to you. Take a peek into your mind. Let your spirit be the guide. To find your way back home, you need to learn to let go. Remember you're born free from the victim mentality. Or so they can call you crazy, they can call you blind. And you could be afraid, yeah, it's alright. But push through, baby, push through. And stay true, baby, stay true. Gonna take heat. Don't let your heart grow cold. There's no need to be living a lie. You gotta take control. And when the devil starts creeping, take a moment, sit still if you need it to breathe and listen. But then you gotta keep it moving. Go on and flex what your mama gave ya. Ain't nobody else gonna do it your way. And trust me when you take that leap. I'm telling you it's mine.
This forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the you the best, 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 you the best I ever had, best I ever had. Best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you don't you. Know you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there. Shout it, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there.
And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You can have my heart or we can share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. You don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one to never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Love the whole thing, never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
Good morning, Detour. On CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours, mais l'ensemble de la population n'est pas encore protégée. Même si vous êtes vacciné, vous devez continuer d'appliquer les mesures sanitaires. Portez un masque, maintenez la distanciation physique et lavez-vous les mains régulièrement. En cas de symptômes, passez un test de dépistage et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Apprenez-en davantage sur les mesures au québec.ca/coronavirus. Respectons les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
One thing we've all learned from COVID-19 is that something small can spread quickly, like a ripple. If enough of us do our part by getting vaccinated, we can start a wave. A wave of Canadians helping each other return to the people and places we love. We can all help by getting vaccinated. Learn more at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Votre invitation à participer au recensement est arrivée par la poste. Votre participation aidera à planifier des programmes et des services pour votre collectivité. Votre recensement, votre collectivité, votre avenir. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
The People's Sound is calling. The Suwannee Perry Popolo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant-rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and 21st at suwanneeperrypopolo.org.